الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us to be with truthful people. Allah said, كونوا مع الصادقين. He said, be with people who are truthful. I remind myself and you of the critical importance of having the right company. It is true, we all want to do the right thing and we all try to fulfill all the faraid and to the extent possible we try to do nawafil as well. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in taqwa and increase you in istiqamat inshallah. But one of the greatest resources as well as one of the greatest problems is the company that we keep. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned this. He said, be with people who are truthful. The first and foremost criterion of truthfulness is iman and tawheed. A person who does not believe in Allah, a person who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who makes shirk, is being untruthful in the most fundamental matter. So that is the first requirement. And then after that are the general requirements of integrity. Somebody who is honest, who is straightforward, who speaks the truth, doesn't lie, doesn't cheat, stays away from the fahushat wal munkarat, stays away from all shameless things and all these forms of disobedience. And in this, inshallah, are included also people who may not be Muslim, but people who are of good character and so on. But of course, one has to keep that in mind, that if a person is not Muslim, then the person has effectively failed the first fundamental test. That doesn't mean you reject them completely. Obviously, you don't. Otherwise, you would not be giving dawah at all. But at the same time, one must not equate the two. And secondly, because you fulfill the first test, there should really be no reason to say this. But may Allah forgive us, we are like this. And so therefore, this needs to be mentioned. The one who does not fail the first test, meaning that the one who is a Muslim, who has accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has acknowledged the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, technically, such a person, there should be no need to say that he should also be honest and straightforward and so on, because what else does it mean? I mean, if you are a Muslim, then it means that you are honest and straightforward. This should be something that needs no qualification. But since that is not the case, unfortunately, the default setting seems to have changed. Therefore, we have to mention this, that even if you are Muslim, it is possible that you might fail the second test, and therefore that is something to warn ourselves and be careful about. I remember, I must have mentioned this before, there was a time in South Africa, for example, where during the days of apartheid, where you had a white Christian Protestant government, Muslims were not compelled to take the oath when they went into court to bear witness to something. You know, you normally are supposed to take an oath on the Bible or on, if you are a Muslim, on the Quran and so on, when you go to the court to say that you will speak the truth and nothing but the truth. But in apartheid South Africa, Muslim witnesses were not compelled to take this oath because they said that Muslims don't lie. So there is no need to for them to take the oath. If a Muslim is saying something, then we believe him. And who is saying this? The Christian government is saying this. Whereas the same Christian government compelled the Christian to take an oath. Now imagine what must have been the character of the Muslims who went to South Africa originally. Sad to say that is no longer the case. And everyone has to take the oath. And we know the reasons for that. So the important thing to keep in mind is that if you are in the company of good people, then you are encouraged, even compelled, to do the right things. If you are with people who pray regularly, then at the time of Salah, they will get up to pray, they will not be sitting and they won't be engaged in whatever else they are doing. And so therefore you are also compelled to pray with them. If you are with people who wear hijab, then if you don't wear hijab, then you will feel odd. If you are with people who follow the sunnah and you don't follow the sunnah, then you will feel odd. But if you are with people who habitually disobey Allah, if you are with people who habitually break the law, then being with them, you are, even if you don't break the law, you are still in that company and you will be counted with that company. And that's the reason why it's very, very important for us to take stock of who are our friends and ensure that we have friends who will lead us to Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us the criteria of friends. He said a friend must be somebody who reminds you of Allah and who reminds you of the Akhirah and from whom you learn something good. So these are the three criteria of friendship. Somebody who reminds you of Allah, and somebody who reminds you of your own Akhirah, and somebody from whom you learn something good. Somebody who does not fit this is not worthy of being a friend, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said on the day of judgment, friends, the closest of friends will become enemies to one another, except the muttaqun, except those who have taqwa. And therefore I remind myself and you, let us ensure that we have the right kind of friends and make sure that we eject those who don't fit that bill. And most importantly, that we ourselves make ourselves the right kind of friends for others. One is to look at others also. One must look at oneself before that. To say, am I that kind of friend that Rasulullah ﷺ described? Am I somebody who reminds my friends of Allah? Am I somebody who reminds my friends of Akhirah? And am I somebody from whom they can learn something good? And if this is the case, then we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all humility. And if it is not the case, then we correct ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to please him and to follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.